Hello, and welcome to episode one, our first ever True Tales from Harrods podcast. My name is Viv McSweeney, and I'm head of internal communications and employee experience at Harrods. Now, it's no secret that Harrods is recognised as the greatest luxury emporium in the world. And every day, our sites are brought to life through the warmth, the kindness, and the unique personalities of our colleagues. And it's with a little help from some of these colleagues that I want to take you on a journey behind the scenes at Harrods. You're going to meet the remarkable people who create unforgettable moments for our customers and transform their big ideas into realities for our business. I'll be speaking to them to get the inside scoop on working at Harrods, and I'll find out the whys and the hows behind everything they do and the very important part they all play in the wonderful Harrods ecosystem. So, without further ado, let me introduce our first guest speaker, the one and only Mr. Alex Wells Greco. Now, Alex is our creative visual director, and he has an enviable job here at Harrods as he's responsible for all things creative, all things design, and arguably the most important time of the year, our favourite time of the year, Christmas. And when I think all things creative, I think Mr. Alex Wells Greco. So let's not keep him waiting a moment longer. Good morning, Alex. How are you today?
Morning, Viv. Thank you so much. I hear I'm the first.
You're the first.
That's what I like to hear.
Arguably the most important. At the most special time of the year, a really important day for us, our Christmas calendar. And we unveiled our marvellous Christmas windows today, and we were really keen to hear all about them from the man himself. Would you mind sharing us a little bit about them?
No, absolutely. No, it's been a busy 24-hour period. Most of the team have worked night shift tonight. They're all magicians, and I'm truly thankful to have such an amazing team supporting on these creative initiatives. But God, Christmas. I mean, I think every creative theme that we work on throughout the year is just as important as each other. But I suppose in terms of scale or length of work, we really work at least 11 to 12 months in advance in delivering these Christmas initiatives. I think where a lot of other brands spend the same amount of time, we do a lot of partnerships. So we almost have a year's worth of partnerships to help create, amend and evolve a creative that is suitable for our brands to collaborate with us. So a slightly different challenge maybe to compared to other department stores.
Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, I mean, obviously this time of the year and windows are going to be important to brands and retailers globally. What's at the heart of a spectacular and memorable Christmas theme, do you think, in your opinion?
I think every brand does an incredible job, you know, and every brand's trying to tell their own individual story. I think from a Harrods perspective, I think it's just about pushing us, you know, trying new things, like being as innovative as possible. I think that's super important. But I think at one time of the year, you can actually be a bit more traditional in your retail theatre. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people just want festive cheer. They want to have a mood or an impact that becomes a bit of an experience for them. And I think the term window shopping, it seems to be used less nowadays than I was a child, but I think at one period of the year where it's most important is throughout the Christmas period. And we all know that people will travel across the UK, hopefully more internationally, depending on their current circumstances, but really to come and experience our windows. So it's a bit of a proud moment for myself and the broader team involved.
Definitely. And do you feel like year-on-year pressure to keep upping your game? Or
I think we all work in Harrods. I think everything comes with a bit of pressure. I think it's more pride, you know. I think less than pressure, you know. I mean, I think as long as we're challenging ourselves and we're working on creatives that are appropriate to our sort of brand ethos and DNA, so that's always a positive thing. I mean, I think I've mentioned innovation, but this year, and hopefully you'll get to experience after this, we've introduced an AR experiential moment in four of our windows.
Amazing.
Where we're just having a bit of fun. You know, we're trying to create a global digital experience where our customers and passers-by can come and scan their phones and unlock the magic.
Lovely.
And you'll surely see a dancing figurine appear, and it would just be a moment of joy for you to either copy and dance or share across your own channels.
Love that. So Alex, as we look down memory lane, do you mind just reminding me, how long have you been at Harrods?
Oh my God, like a lot of us, quite a while. It's actually been two stints now, Viv. So I think in totality around 11 years of service, but at least in this time since I moved back from China would be around 6 years.
Okay.
And it's been incredible.
Okay, so you must have seen, well, you've seen, you know, at least 11 Christmases.
Yes.
As you look down Christmas past, what stands out as your favourite Christmas memory? What work are you most proud of, I guess?
Yeah, I think every year there's always something different. But I suppose what's really interesting for the role that sort of I play is we work on creators under twofold. So we have the creative direction, which is set by myself and the marketing teams, and we create the brief and we ideate and execute. Or we have the creatives where we work across our partnerships teams and we collaborate with brands. And often that's an amalgamation of ideas, both from Harrods to brand, where it kind of evolves in its natural way to get to the most spectacular output. So I suppose the one that always springs to mind first is the brand partnership one with Dolce & Gabbana, which was in, correct me, I think it was in November 2017. Mm-hmm. And it was the most amazing sort of creative takeover of Harrods, but in its entirety. Like, we've done a lot of takeovers in the best possible sense, but not to this grandeur or level of scale at our Christmas periods. And I suppose really what stands out is it's not just because we had this amazing window narrative, but actually the creative was then transformed into our store environment. So we had a door 5 takeover, there was an Italian market, you know, on the fourth floor. And this level of creativity just basically was woven into every aspect of our store environment. And I think that to me was just an amazing standout moment.
I remember, I think that was my very first Christmas at Harrods, and I remember being really struck by it and really blown away by it. Was there something outside?
Yeah, we had a switch on moment. So yeah, we had a giant tree outside door 5. The whole concept was underpinned by a very Sicilian or South Italian concept of luminaria, which is the lighting installations that most Italian piazzas have throughout the Christmas
that
period.
That was it. That's
and there was
what
a big switch on.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, you've talked a little bit, you've given us a bit of a teaser around what we can expect to see in the windows this year. You've talked a little bit about AR, but augmented reality?
Yes, correct.
What else can colleagues and customers expect to see, to be wowed by?
I think first in terms of concept, I mean, I suppose Christmas, the narrative for Christmas came here has stemmed around celebration. And in the sense that, you know, we've all gone through 2 years of a terrible life that's very restricted, you know, and everyone's finding their own way to, you know, to cope and do the best that they can do. And obviously we are now out of these restrictions. But if I remember correctly, last year we were restricted to 4 people around our table. Christmas wasn't Christmas. It was a Christmas locked in, you know. And I sort of said to the team in January when we started working on concepts was, you know, maybe there's an opportunity now to really be optimistic and plan for a celebration, you know, and underpinned by the celebration is the notion of, well, could we create the most extravagant banqueting table across our Brompton Road? You know, I'd love to say it's probably one of the longest. It's definitely the longest in department store layout perspective. Uh-huh. But I know there's been some fabulous events which have infinity tables. But that's kind of where the concept sort of derived from. And from a creative treatment perspective, I wanted to make sure that it didn't feel traditional, but it felt more modern. So we've created almost a modern interpretation of Renaissance still life, where we've used colour on colour by creating an oversized banqueting table, which is 3 meters probably in height. Everything's completely oversized. We've added in moments of movement to really create that sort of theatre and that magic, which led us back to us being, you know, this fantastical and magical emporium, which is what I think and truly believe our customers expect from us.
Love that. I'm thinking Alice in Wonderland. I'm thinking...
Yeah, but just in a slightly modern way. I mean, I'm in colour and colour right now. I love a colour block. So we have red on red, we have silver on silver, we have green on green, you know. And
Alex is bringing the colour block today. You can't see him because we're obviously a podcast, but he's definitely bringing it.
Yeah, and sort of that's sort of stemmed. And along this side as well, we've made sure that we have a typographic treatment. Again, we've used a classic red and we've been inspired by this, like to Alice in Wonderland's perspective, but this like magical and whimsical apothecary treatment. So a lot of the POS you'll see around the store are gifting collateral, the front cover of our gift guide, our media network content is all laddering back to the same creative treatment. So
that must be a massive piece of work to like tie in that many facets of the store or the experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talk about omnichannel creatives and this is a real demonstration of one. And, you know, which is why it takes a lot of planning. And, you know, Beth Hodder from the Creative Ops team does the most incredible job. Her team are so talented.
They sure
are. Our teams cross over to ensure that we create a level of consistency.
To all this talk of tables makes me want to know what the table's like in the Wells Greco household at Christmas. I'm sure lots of people listening will be curious.
Oh my God. Well, we've recently moved to the South Coast. But to be honest, Viv, I work on Christmas like 11 months a year, you know? For me, it's about ultimate escapism and I want the sun. So actually, we're off to Brazil.
Christmas. Wow.
My family, my husband and his family are based there. We haven't been for 2 years because of the pandemic. So we're going to go and have a celebration and we'll be having a barbecue on Christmas Day.
Oh, how lovely. And what's on your Christmas list, Alex?
What sunshine. That's all I need. I don't know. I think in the next couple of weeks, we'll be launching a concert with Prada. So the Prada Ski Chalet on the first floor. The product is exquisite. If I were to try and make a product selection based in Harrods, I would ask my husband to walk to the pop-up concept and please purchase me anything.
And is he likely to do that?
No.
No. Okay, now I've got a surprise for you. Something a little bit different. In the spirit of gearing up for Christmas, and we're not thinking about the barbecue in Brazil now, we're thinking very much Christmas in Knightsbridge. I'd like you to do a bit of Christmas This or That, Harrods edition.
Okay.
So if you don't mind giving your preferences on the following, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
first
nervous.
Things first. You should be. First things first, pick your Christmas theme, Rock to Riches or Holland Park?
Rock to Riches.
Okay. And if you don't know what I mean by that, anyone listening, then please go and check it out online or in our Christmas world. And are you all about Christmas stockings or Christmas wreaths?
Wreath, front door is the first thing people see.
Of course. I don't know why we're asking. And would you prefer our Christmas bear or a nice Christmas hamper?
Hamper.
For sure. Will you be feasting on Christmas pudding? I mean, let's assume that you're able to take these to Brazil. Would you be feasting on Christmas pudding or our Christmas truffle advent calendar?
Oh, pudding. Classic English, but not at Christmas Day.
No.
Not for this year.
No.
But at some point in December.
Definitely a pudding.
And a mince pie, yeah.
And when you're in store, or if you were sending your husband in store to buy you a present, would you be asking for a Christmas jumper or Christmas pyjamas?
Jumper.
Jumper, for sure. I bet you bring a good Christmas jumper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you got quite the collection?
No, but I don't want a classic Christmas jumper. I want a Prada one.
We'll see what we can do, Alex.
I want an all year round. You know, more about sustainability.
Just something red.
It's not just once a Christmas for me. It's all year round.
You could use it at Easter. And finally, are you going to be starting Christmas morning with our tea or our coffee?
God, it'd be sunshine. Neither.
What's it going to be? That sounds infinitely better.
I need to ask you something then.
Okay.
It's a two-way thing. What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, do you know what? I don't know. Yeah, I think after last year was such a like non-event. I think it will probably, I have two lovely children, Lola and Finn, so it will be inevitably driven by their preferences and whims. But it will probably be at home. We'll probably have my mum. We might have the in-laws come over and we all get together on Boxing Day.
Amazing.
With the wider family. So that'll be fun. I certainly won't be in Brazil.
I would love to be in Brazil.
Yeah, please do. Thanks so much, Alex, for your time today. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. You've got me super excited for Christmas. I'm off to take more pictures of our fabulous windows. And a big thanks to you and the team for bringing that genius work to life. So thanks, Alex, for your time today.
Thank you so much, Viv.
So there we have it. The story behind our Christmas windows from the man himself, Mr. Alex Wells Greco, our creative visual director. A big thank you to Alex for taking the time to talk to us. Now, if you haven't seen the windows yet, it is an absolute must. They are truly spectacular. I'll be back again next month with another special guest. And if you'd like to receive the new episode as soon as it's available, be sure to hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. Until next month, goodbye. Can't wait to speak soon.